Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. We've got some really cool tee times. The weather, well, let's see now, mostly sunny, but it's going to be breezy, 15 to 25 miles per hour and some higher gusts at times, particularly in the Honolulu area I'm talking about right now. Highs 82 to 88. Winds are easterly, 15 to 25. Oahu Everplain, mostly sunny. Some really great golf to be played on the Everplain. Mostly sunny, breezy, high 82 to 89. Sunscreen, easterlies again, 15 to 25. On the Waianae Coast, mostly sunny, breezy, high up to 91 degrees. The easterly winds 10 to 25, and that's pretty much the way it's looking so far. On the windward side, Ko'olau, partly sunny, breezy, scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, high 73 to 84, so a little cooler on that side, but bring a nice, with you. Easterlies 15 to 25 miles per hour, chance of rain 50%, so you'll definitely want to have some rain gear available. Let's see what the tee times are. We've got Makalei, an 8:30, a 9:12, an 11:08 if you want to go out late. And then Volcano on the Big Island, Volcano Golf Course, 8:32, 9:24, 10:48. On the course at Poipu Bay, it's the Magpies. And there is a tee time if you'd like to get out, 8:42, 9:08. 10:36. Kauai Lagoons has an 8:50 and a 9:28. On the course at Pearl at Kalaau, the divers, I don't know what they're diving for, but there's an 8:58, a 9:36, and a 10:18. If you're a little curious, yeah, it's a beautiful golf course. Recently renovated, too. Looks really nice. Turtle Bay, 8:48, 9:02, 11:02. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:32, 9:48. And Bayview, 8:30, 9:22, 10:40. Heading over to Maui, Wailea has an 8:36, a 10:20, and an 11:30, and that's on the Gold Course. Emerald, there's an 8:52, a 9:30, and a 10:20. And at Maui Nui, the movie crew, they've been out all night, and they're now going to play a round of golf. Amazing guys and gals. 8:38, 9:46, and a 10:40. And speaking of movies, it was like watching a movie. Talk about strange on the range. Lydia Ko's golf ball ended up under a spectator. That's right. And just inside of that spectator's coat. The ball, she was sitting on the hill, and the ball apparently rolled up underneath her coat. And the rules officials and Lydia Ko worked to find the spot where the ball had come to rest. Now, that meant, of course, you know, looking underneath her jacket, just above where Lydia Ko could put the ball, you know, for the next shot. So it was just watching that was really quite amazing. Yalimi No started this week having not broken par in an LPGA stroke play event since April. Well, today, that streak is broken. Yalimi No is now just two shots off the lead heading into the weekend. And there are thousands of people at Lytham today. Beautiful weather, great golf being played. If you get a chance to tune in on television, check it out. Hiren Yuru finished today top three. It'll be her 10th consecutive major round in the second or third place, so really doing well. Of course, in May, she had back surgery, so she's back on the course. She did miss the U.S. Open, the U.S. Women's Open. This is her third start since, and in the past, she's won the KPMG Women's PGA. She won the Evian Championship. She leads at the AIG Women's Open. And coming up, Bob Herrig, senior writer covering golf for Sports Illustrated. He has more than 25 years experience on the beat, including 15 at ESPN. Bob Herrig in the house after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilay next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Okay, thank you so much. And Bob Herrig is suggesting that he might want to call back in, but let's see. Bob Herrig, senior writer covering golf for Sports Illustrated, more than 25 years experience on the beat, including 15 at ESPN. Welcome into the clubhouse. And how are we? Are we reading us 4x4? How are we doing?
Hey, Danielle, how are you today?
I'm good. Good, good. You sound great. How do we sound on this side?
It's a little garbled, so I'll do my best. I can hear you okay, but it's a little bit rough, like there's a storm out there somewhere. But we'll do our best.
Okay, all right. Hopefully it'll settle down, and we do have some pretty windy conditions too. That could be a problem. Your books, including Tiger versus Jack, 40 years have passed since Jack Nicklaus won his final tournament at the Masters, nearly 30 since Tiger Woods started chasing his records. So you decided to write a book based on all of that, and it's called Tiger versus Jack, Golf's Great Debate. Talk about it.
Yeah, look, I think it's been a great debate for 20 years. You know, when Tiger was starting to get actually even just halfway to Jack, his major record, people were comparing them. There were comparisons to Jack when Tiger won the Masters, his very first one, which is really crazy when you think about it. It was unfair. There'd been nobody in Jack's lifetime who had gotten to halfway to his 18 other than Gary Player. You know, Ben Hogan got to 9 and Walter Hagen got 11. That was before Jack was even born. I mean, so the idea that somebody was going to not only get halfway there, but maybe beat his record, and he'd only, won a couple, was really pretty crazy. But that just tells you how much talent Tiger had and how much he was regarded. And so, even as the chase went on, this debate started. I mean, who's the greatest? And I still think it's a great debate. I don't know that there's a right answer. I tried to tackle the issue, from both sides. That's the great thing about it. They have both such great, great careers that it's hard to put one down over the other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's also style. A lot of folks like Jack Nicklaus's style of play versus Tiger Woods' style of play, and then there's the generations. Some folks are always going to be Tiger fans, and others are always going to be Jack fans. But watching them perform the way they did, both amazing, amazing people. Now, I've got to ask you about Jackson Koivun. 11 collegiate titles, joining just a handful of players to reach double-digit victories with Tiger Woods, with Phil Mickelson, John Rahm, including in that group. He won 6 of his last 10 tournaments in college, broke Colin Morikawa's single-season scoring average, and today, he's won on the PGA Tour, and he's a kid.
Yep. Yes, it's pretty impressive. I mean, he had a nice record in PGA Tour events as an amateur. You know, he had done pretty well over the last couple of years playing, you know, getting sponsor invites, playing as an amateur.
Yes.
He tied for 23rd at the U.S. Open this year in his last event as an amateur, which is certainly nothing to be ashamed of. You know, there's just no guarantees. I mean, there's a lot of guys who had some success as amateurs, and then they turn pro, and there's a little bit more of a struggle. I mean, Luke Clanton's is one right now who we think really highly of. You know, played great at Florida State, had a lot of success in PGA Tour events as an amateur, and now that he's a pro, you know, it hasn't come as quick. I think it will. You know, but he's had some moments. He's had some struggles. So for Koivun to win in his third start, and I think what makes it even more impressive, you know, look, winning any professional event is difficult. If he would have won on the Korn Ferry Tour, that would have been impressive. But to win a PGA Tour event with Scotty Scheffler breathing down your neck and shooting 63 on the last day, and trying to make it interesting, you know, I mean, it would have, I don't think anybody would have been surprised or actually, you know, had a problem if he folded. I mean, it's just a very, very tough situation to be in, and yet he still managed to, you know, win fairly easily. He could come to the 18th hole with a cushion there. He could have made a double bogey on 18 and still won. So, great start for him. And you know, I wrote this week in my Substack, The Daily Drive, I wrote that they should put him on the President's Cup team right now.
Yes.
You know, don't mess around. You know, get this young guy some experience in the team setting, you know, so that next year when the Ryder Cup rolls around, he'll have been through it. And, you know, I think it'd be silly to not have him be part of it just because he's only played a few events. Get some of these young guys on there and see what they can do and start nurturing them for the future.
I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. He seems to just rise to the occasion and very comfortable in the situations that he's in. A young man playing at the 3M, you know, just amazing how he did and how well he did. And Scotty Scheffler, he held him off, you know. It really, Jackson held off Scotty Scheffler. That was really great to see. It was a great golf tournament. I wanted to also bring up something. Thank you to Dr. Gonzalo Ramos, who saved my life. That's going to be coming up. We're going to take a real quick break here, and we'll be back right after this. We're talking right now with Bob Herrig, senior writer covering golf for Sports Illustrated, 25 years experience on the beat for ESPN as well. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work. What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right. I have to make a correction, folks. Bob Herrig, senior writer covering golf for a long time. And he worked for Sports Illustrated. He's no longer with Sports Illustrated. It was 25 years, I believe. Also 15 years with ESPN, a regular guest on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. His books include Tiger versus Jack. We talked about that earlier. Others including Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, another one, a member of the Golf Writers Association of America and former president of the Golf Writers Association of America, graduated from Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship. Bob Herrig, it's so good to have you. And I just wanted to bring us another story into our conversation. Jim McLean. Great news. After 9 weeks, after being pronounced dead twice, he says, "I'm very happy. Thank you, Dr. Gonzalo Ramos. You saved my life. Thank you for the messages that kept me going." That is really amazing. Do you know, do you have any background on what exactly happened with Jim McLean?
No, I don't. That's great to hear, though.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's been a big part of the game for a long, long time, and well known in the game, and very highly regarded. So, I'm just sort of.
But it was. It looked like it was playing tough, but it looked like it was a. One could enjoy the golf course. Tell us about this.
I
couldn't find anything.
I think, other than St Andrews, Burfield's probably the most iconic of the British Open venues, and it might actually be. The best test. If you look at the leaderboard, the final leaderboard, other than Ryan Fox, who was an upset winner, obviously, you had Cameron Young and Sam Burns and Scotty Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood, all top 10 players in the world.
As you wrote,
the top guys played the absolute best there. And I thought the way Birkdale played was tremendous. And I was a very dry June and July there, so the rough wasn't really a big factor. But still, it was a very difficult test to golf. And the one thing that I enjoyed watching because of that was just how quickly Ryan Fox played. He is the fastest player I have ever seen on the PGA Tour. And a lot of people could take a big lesson from Ryan Fox as to how to play the game.
Right on. That's good. I need to ask you about Scotty Scheffler now. And I, you know, he's number one in the world. And yet, he doesn't play like a number one Tiger Woods. We don't see him at the top of the leaderboard, winning. What's the difference?
That's a crazy question to throw at you.
But there's Tiger Woods, number one in the world, always at the top, and Scotty Scheffler just kind of not there quite, but still number one in the world.
So there's a couple of things. One is Scotty Scheffler is not Tiger Woods, and he doesn't have Tiger's personality. He doesn't react to the fans like Tiger did. He's not an electric, you know, kind of player that creates a lot of energy on the course at all. That is not Scottie Scheffler. He's a very quiet, dedicated man, goes about his business, and he's the best player in the world. But he's never going to create enthusiasm amongst the fans like Tiger Woods does. The other thing with Scottie is he's got two flaws that are minor flaws, but they both come to light every once in a while. One is his putting. He can go through some bad putting stretches, and Tiger didn't putt great all the time, but he never really had a whole lot of bad stretches where he putted, just like Scottie has had some bad ones. And the other thing, Scottie's iron play has really fallen off. That has been his biggest problem this year. If you take a look at where he is ranked in proximity to the hole on his approach shots, it's not good at all. And there's a trend occurring there that he's got to try to fix. And how's he going to do that? Is he going to do it in the fall after the whole season is over? It's not a Ryder Cup year. It is a President's Cup year. But I would think he's going to have to step back at the end of this season, whenever that is for him, and say, you know what, I've got to get myself back on track here for starting 2027.
I love it. Because you know, 3 years ago, he was like on it. And it just, it's perplexing, you know, exactly, Scotty, we know what you can do, and ouch, I feel for you, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. It's just been a really good year, and I hope, as you said, I hope he can do it. Watching 3M has been very interesting for me, just watching the whole, I can't not mention Michael Kim shooting at 59, 14 under par. Big field, good looking course.
Scott O'Neill.
Were you surprised when that 59 came through?
Yeah, I was really surprised. I didn't see it happening there. Today's going to be a very interesting day to see how Michael Kim responds. You know, you would expect him to go out and shoot probably somewhere in the high 60s, but following up a round like that with another one today, and then, you know, having to kind of, he'll have played a few holes and look at yesterday's card and say, wow, I was already 4 under at this point, and now I'm only even par. What did I do wrong? There's going to be a lot of pressure on Michael Kim. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go out and shoot like 70, 71, 72, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you go lights out one day, and the next day it just doesn't roll for you. But the putting has been quite amazing. Watching him putt, I was just beautiful stroke, beautiful stroke with that putter. Is there anything I should bring up that you wanted to talk about?
No, I think it's big news that we got another LPGA event coming to Hawaii over at Nanea in March. That is going to be quite a spectacle over there. So, you know, we went from having a whole lot of tournaments a few years ago to almost no tournaments a year ago, and now we're starting to get them back.
That's great. Do you have the name of the tournament so we can talk?
Yes, it's the Nanea Cup. It's the Nanea Cup, and it's basically a tournament that's been created to showcase college players alongside the LPGA players. I think there's going to be 95 LPGA players, 25 collegiates, the top teams in the country, and it's going to be a great showcase for the Big Island and Nanea. And I'm hearing they're not even going to have ropes and stakes. They're going to let people kind of wander around out there and get close to the golf. And it's sad. It'll be sort of like an older style experience.
Yes, that sounds fantastic. And on the note of the LPGA, there's I think it was Jenny Shin who said, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, what I was playing. She was recalling her first Lynx golf experience. You know, the charm of Lynx. We've talked about it.
To continue.
He shot 66, 67, five shot
away.
Lead so after 36 holes, Dundonald links. So this is terrific to hear. People, you know, Charlie Hull together, also doing well, money, but said, not quite as well
we know it's important
as Jenny. So
the woods,
really great to hear that we're going to have a tournament, and it's going to be an LPGA tournament, the Nanea Cup. Thank you so much, Mark Rolfing. I had no idea. I got to follow this one.
Just to the
people.
Take care, Danielle.
You too.
Aloha.
Coming back right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. Jason Dygart, Director of Instruction, Golf Tech Honolulu, will be with us. Some tips coming up. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
It just seems like a real shame.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some places that either lose a tournament or
stay
have a very
tuned. We'll be hitting the greens
tournament
with Danielle Tucker when we return.
You know,
to
because
the golf
if you're
club
not part of this new championship series,
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids and the entire
going
family
to not
enjoy.
Have. You know,
boys and girls, we're in the game from PJ and
the,
LPGA professionals, and have a great time with friends.
The Valspar Championship.
Find your team, get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Oh, is the rain coming again? Yeah, it's a 20% chance that it's going to rain today. To help you through the, you know, difficulties of life, Aloha Powers, the rain is coming sale features Honda generators, pumps, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, whole lot more, and 25% off in some cases, up to 25% off on those generators, pumps, chainsaws, weed whackers, trimmers, and of course, a whole lot more. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evie Lay, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive, across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work.
Very complicated, and in the process,
what's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in IAM. Stop by to warm up before your round,
I'm just
or wind
right
down
now,
after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food
world
from our popular
Bob
Newtown
Harry
Cafe, and check out the Asau
Thank
Golf Shop
so
for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown
right
Driving
eventually
Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group.
The
good golf,
with me,
good food, and good fun.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too.
Here's the local rules sign.
Aloha. We're going to
keep it in the fairway.
Dave Schultz, founder Next Links, managing partner.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Dedicated to growing the game of golf.
Jason Dygart, PGA member, director of instruction at Golf Tech Honolulu. He's the center manager as well. Certified golf instructor. 25 years of coaching experience. Titleist Performance Institute certified. He's taught over 20,000 lessons in his 25 years plus. Okay, Aloha Section teacher, coach of the year in 2021. And he won the senior division title at Mid-Pack Open. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
We reach a pure target.
Thank you, Danielle. That was quite the introduction.
Well, you're quite amazing, frankly. You've been teaching and getting to know your students for a long time. Is there a trend that you see in general? This just came to me out of the top of the world here. You know, is there something different about golfers and what they want today versus 15 years ago? The rain.
I would say the trend is probably leaning towards speed and
distance.
As you know,
that's
probably the biggest thing that you see more of and more of in the game now is this desire to hit the ball a long ways. Not so much concern about where it's going, but just how to hit it farther.
Yes, I understand that because, you know, if you make contact with the ball, you're so happy and you sound so good, and there she goes, you know, and you wanted to go far, but sometimes far isn't good. But I was talking to Mark Rolfing before having you come on the show. And we were talking about the danger of overbuilding your body or, you know, and wanting that distance. And maybe that's not necessarily the best thing for the body. Your thoughts on it?
Hey, Mark Rolfing here.
Well, I think that's definitely something to helps kids to think about for the body. If you're pushing the body and swinging faster, you got to make sure that you're training the proper muscles that support that. You know, you're certainly bound to injury or asking for injury if you're going about that the wrong way. And I think that's why you probably see more and more golf injuries today with players regarding that. And so that is definitely a balance that we want to take as golf instructors and making sure that when we're working with players on their speed, they are doing what they have to do with their body to support that kind of extreme muscle movement, fast movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to hurt yourself to the point where you can't play for a while. You know, you've got to rest the body and get back into it. But your teaching style, I'm just reading some of the articles about you.
We're still having some technical difficulties.
You're more data-driven, insights, personalized swing instruction.
But Dave Schultz,
can you hear me advanced
now?
Motion measurement and video technology, analyzing
fuzzy,
mechanics
me?
Like
That's
the hip and shoulder rotation. It is so clear.
Can you talk to that?
I wish you were this clear.
Yeah.
Going in the other direction.
So,
Dave Schultz, founder NextLinks, managing partner NextLinks, and dedicated to the growth
and
of the game of
not
golf.
Not quite as long as you've been doing your
so, you know, Live
show,
Golf,
Danielle.
You're going to go away.
I do remember when we
not,
were back
are
in...
Are they going to go away? What's going on with Live?
I don't know
we're
if you
talking
recall
about
this.
Mary
you
just
probably
a bit.
Do, but when you were
What's
down at
take?
Golf Tech and we did a couple segments
yeah,
and
well,
we were working on your swing.
Live is not going away. So we're
that was probably 10 years ago, I would say. Now
the
technology is, you know, technology with this stuff keeps getting better and better. Motion measurement, we now use an OptiMotion system at Golf Tech. We don't have to wear harnesses anymore. Now it's all done with high definition cameras and an amazing software where we can capture a whole bunch of data points on your body, how the body is moving, how the hips and shoulders are turning, and your body is swaying and tilting, and it helps golfers understand cause and effect better.
Two entities, the PGA Tour,
you couple that with our use of video, and I love teaching with it, so the kids,
take away from
the golfer, just
past.
A better idea of what they're doing in their swing, and
right?
how to
but,
practice
but
more efficiently and
this
more
has
effectively.
Been a long game.
You know, I was wondering
really hard, and
efficiently,
you know,
and effectively is so important,
on, right?
and the body,
you know,
of course, can only take so much of pounding,
together,
but when you do it in a
right,
way that is not stressful
time,
to the body,
sort of
and you do it carefully, as you were talking
so,
about
you know,
needing to, you know, the
began,
advanced
began,
motion
you know,
measurement and video technology in, that you have to analyze the mechanics, like the hip and the shoulder rotation.
Course,
what would you do with somebody coming like off the golf course, frustrated with
around,
the situation?
Air,
they can't seem
really
to get
recall.
Anything right.
Why don't
they
you
come to you?
So,
and where would you
so
start?
That's when they really began to embrace.
Well,
you know,
first off, I mean, it's a great question because we get it every day,
and
I think we certainly
that,
want
that
golf to be fun for people. It's a game, and if you're not enjoying it, you're frustrated. It's
so
not that fun of a game. So,
you know,
yeah, the first thing, Danielle, is to really figure
years.
Out, you know, what's frustrating. What's
ago,
the miss hit?
And I gave
you know, are they chunking it too much? Are they slicing it? Are they just not making good
and
contact? So using video, you know, we can really identify the problem. That's the key thing, is identifying what's going on. So then we can go about figuring, all right, what do we need to do to help you hit the ball better?
What is TGL?
It's a fairly quick fix. A lot of players aren't quite sure what's going on. when they're mishitting it. So being able to figure that out fairly quickly and then figuring out, okay, what's the best route for us to take to help you start hitting the ball more solidly, straighter. I mean, it's really it's a fun thing as a coach. I think I speak for just about every golf coach out there. It's really a fun experience to help someone that's really frustrated. They love the game, but they're not having that much fun. And if you can help them figure out what's going on and hit that ball straight again, it's really it's a great feeling as a coach, and it definitely makes golf more enjoyable for people when they are hitting it better.
Yes,
it just seems like
one of my biggest problems.
Too many,
you probably remember this.
I can't seem to
keep my eye on the ball. I seem to want to look to see where the ball has gone before I've even struck it.
And
you know,
PGA Tour,
I'm in the midst of my swing,
you know,
and instead of keeping my head down until I make contact, I'm moving my head up.
Tell me what's good about it being spread out.
It's
so
like
much.
A curiosity monkey on my back, and I
really
don't
been all about, Danielle, for the whole
how
time,
to get
right?
it. That's why I haven't been playing golf very much lately.
The scenes wants to control everything, like a monopoly, right? So they were asserting their
that
will
last part
on
one more time.
That's
so
why I haven't been playing golf that much lately,
Pisa,
because
right?
I can't seem to make good contact. I seem to always have to look at where the ball has gone, even though I haven't hit it yet.
They met.
You know, it's this strange obsession.
In Europe.
Yes.
And
you know,
and I've spent
it's certainly a lot of things, right? Looking up probably results in topping the ball or hitting pin shots or sometimes even missing it.
Yeah.
So the two of us now,
and I think a lot
sort
of players
really
sometimes have, you know, an aversion to hitting the ground because they're,
and I'm,
you know, if they really stay down on the ball and they hit the ground before the ball, that's no good, and it kind of hurts a little bit. So it is kind of good to find that you kind of got to find that balance between standing up and missing the ball or really trying to stay down and, you know, hitting the ground first. So
Donald Trump,
in general, I would start with
to run for
without even a ball and just maybe put a tee in the ground and just start with some short swings.
I already got my pitch deck to Eric Trump, get
the feel of being
of
able to get that low point, a nice shallow divot,
right?
So and then
when I tell
build
people that my
up from there. I mean, that's,
business, not about
I would want to be able to do this
I've
with some short shots and then just build into longer swings and then kind of find out what's the key for the player.
Okay.
To be successful with that.
And
I know that
fair,
a golf
right?
tech,
they play derby, but I had a good strategy.
It's all personalized.
And
you're looking for a consistent improvement,
year,
which is so important for the body to get comfortable in the groove, kind of get into it. And as you said, you know, maybe
like
not even
thinking.
Putting the ball on the tee, just practicing hitting the tee, or however you decide.
Because, you know,
when people come
families,
in, can you do you have time to talk with them about what
forever.
They want and what they
it's
need
wonderful.
And how you'd go
it's
about helping them?
It's a place to be on the golf course.
Definitely.
Is Live
yeah.
Golf, reportedly,
so when a
scrapping
student
its
comes
high
in,
profile
I mean, a lot of it
$40 million team championship event?
You know, getting
do you know
them
anything
to
about that?
Execute a good pre-shot routine.
Yeah, I mean, I have some insight.
You hear a lot,
so that,
but
you know, the tournament
players,
on the deck is the one
sometimes they do,
Minster.
Sometimes
the
they don't.
I played Trump
but
and Minster
if
was
inconsistent
in
contact is
right.
one of the things
so
that they're dealing with. I want to make sure
back.
That their pre-shot routine includes something that deals with low point and being able to build some consistency and confidence.
With
doing
team.
That before they hit the
right.
ball
so
every single time.
The story, you know, the fabric.
Yeah, that way.
Of
that way, they start building confidence and they get better at it for
so
sure.
Excellent,
right now,
Charlie Hall. She can't go to the gym anymore. She's got so many issues with her body and injuries to her body. She says, I can't really go to the gym or anything. The only thing she can do is to eat healthy.
I
thought, wow. You know, that just tells you that sometimes what you put into your body and what your body is using for muscle and all the stuff that it needs. And then to know that, you know, you don't necessarily have to go work out and strengthen your muscles and do all of that to enjoy the game of golf.
It
you know, she can't do the running and the weightlifting and the endurance work. It's not an option anymore.
He was raised in apartheid South Africa. His dad was a policeman in apartheid South Africa.
I would probably
and he grew up in the system.
Get rid of the weights and the stuff that adds extra stress to your joints and muscles, and just be doing exercises.
Introducing golf to people,
you know, without the weights, whether it's stretching and just,
with the,
you know, certain
goal of like
yoga,
black, African professional golfers,
different things like that that don't involve weights
don't
that put all that
today,
extra strain on your joints.
Worked, right? He put it in play 20 years ago.
Even swinging a
and
club,
it turns out that it's a scalable model.
The weight
now,
of the club,
you know,
or sometimes a little bit heavier club is helpful for that. But I think if a player's not able to, you know, work out with weights, I don't think it's necessary for continuing to improve your game and improve your body. One other thing I really like with balancing out the body, because golf is such a unilateral sport on the body, is working out left-handed swings with players and trying to, you know, or opposite-handed swings with players to help even out the, you know, the one-sidedness of golf and what that can do to the body.
The status quo.
Very good. That's I haven't heard that yet. I like that.
Danielle, you got to start swinging left-handed in your office there. Just 10 left-handed swings every day.
I don't have a problem with that at all, sir. And I like this one. It's a quote from you folks. We believe every golfer has a unique swing. And our goal is to help you unlock your full potential through customized coaching, advanced technology, and a supportive learning environment. So tell us, how do we get into your fabulous Golf Tech Honolulu Center?
I've been talking a lot this last couple of years about so whether
golf
or not
tech, we've been in the same location,
the way
down 510 T. Decoy. We're going on 20 years.
You know, what I think should be a global standard.
The initial session that all golfers do is it's called a game evaluation, and that's where we take a player. Now, if you're a total beginner, we work with total beginners too, and then it's really building.
But I do have my hackles
helping
up
a player
over
build a solid golf game, you know, just with good fundamentals, grip, balance, setup, ball position, all those things, and using a camera and video is very helpful for that. For more experienced players, we have this game evaluation where we look at all parts of your game, from, you know, hitting drivers to hook shots and short game. It really helps them assess what areas of the game are they pretty good at, what areas need better, find their goals, and then work with them on a consistent basis to help them reach that. So that is usually
AI in golf. I don't like artificial intelligence.
I think generally weekly lessons or maybe a lesson every other week kind of depends on the player and how much they play and practice.
I mean, one of the talking points that you brought up that I found fascinating.
If you want to reach us by phone, 808-441-0105 is the telephone number.
You know,
we have a good team of really experienced coaches that work with all skill levels,
you know,
and we'll come up with a plan to help you reach your golf goals.
Awesome.
So I would also say that right now we have our summer sale going on, so you can save up to 25% off our lesson plans. So it's a good time to get going with golf.
Right on. Summer sale. Now, and the number is 808-441-0105. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us and getting down, you know, to the nitty-gritty, Jason.
Something similar to what Arcos.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me. I know it's been a long time, but I would love to
where you are around the golf course.
Okay. You know, get you back down to Golf Tech and take a look at the swing and see if we can't get a couple things
he's
going with you that will
me see the
help you get back out there.
AI.
That would be terrific. I'll give you a call.
Like a
thank you.
Works all night and
thanks,
then
Danielle.
Okay,
you in
aloha.
The morning, right?
We're going
to
come back. Adam Shupak, senior writer for Golf Week magazine, is in the clubhouse with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
AI robots communicating with me because they're summarizing and digesting information to feed to some of the top business people
stay
in the world.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle
well,
Tucker.
Well, that's nice to have somebody working overtime for you.
Yeah,
when Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off White Camilla Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and we will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service? Sell a need? Sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running your business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Power Circle Golf Clubs.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers.
They specialize in women's golf club sets.
Our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands. And enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Wow. How about Paramount versus Warner Brothers? Netflix and
off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to
the
ball.
Okay, good.
My first opportunity in 2018 was in Indian Wells.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, author. Dean Beeman, golf's driving force. He's been, as he says, lugging his laptop and his golf bag and following the sun to write about golf since 1997. He's worked for the PGA Tour, World Golf Hall of Fame, joined Golf Week in 2006, covers the PGA Tour, of course, the business of golf, while, of course, contributing to golf travel when he can and architecture. Welcome into the clubhouse. Adam.
Stuff, right? So that's where.
And I do all that? I guess I do. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. I got to start with something really offbeat because it just made me laugh. According to Golf Channel, 17-year-old Banks Steele was disqualified last year at Trinity Forest. His mistake? Well, in the second round after his caddy, whom he hired for that week, his caddy measured the wind by throwing his hat into the air. Not once, but twice.
A time
what they, the two of them, Banks and the caddy, didn't know.
Chapter.
This was a breach of a rule, Rule
4.3A,
two.
It's a super long game.
That rule states that the golfer or his caddy cannot use an artificial object to gauge wind speed. While it seemed innocuous to Steele, as the writer says, and his caddy,
and it were becoming
that hat was considered
right
an artificial object.
The same people that are
and throwing a blade of grass is allowed,
Schultz, founder
but
of
not
Next
a hat.
Links, managing partner Next Links.
There are so many rules that we have to remember,
of
don't
the game
you think?
Of golf. And I thank you so much
too
for being inside the clubhouse, and I'm going to have to listen to this.
I was confused last week at
as
the,
you spoke
at
the
British Open how
find ways to
Scotty
get
Scheffler,
more information out
you know,
of
hit one into on 17
no,
and his shot into the in the you know way right into trouble and
right
and he ended up getting into the into the stands and they he got a free drop
that
they couldn't even find the ball he didn't want them to it's just a little sketchy
he did yeah could you just lose that one and we can start over
boy yeah no it's
yeah. you can't really blame him. What was your right on? What was your takeaway
from
last week's tournament?
Oh,
well,
thank you so much, and I'll listen to that first one, and you'll be back on.
I hope we'll remember it for the great play of Ryan Fox, what he did down the stretch, four birdies in the last six holes. You know, kind of a journeyman who got a late start, turning pro, not until 25, didn't get his. DP World Tour to 30 and the PGA Tour to 37 to win at 39 was really his. He had never finished in the top 15 in any major during his career, and he knew he had his one chance, and he just went for it.
This is the Golf Club.
He pulled the driver on 18 and said, "I'm going to go down swinging. If I screw this up, well, I'll live with it. But I want this is my best chance to win it now, and you know, avoid going to a playoff with Cam Young, who was in the clubhouse at 9 under, and just hit the best drive that he could hit there, and he had gotten a couple bad breaks and then kind of overcame them on previous holes at 15 and 17, and this was just really going to remember the resiliency and a guy chasing his dream and grabbing it by the throat.
Yeah, kind of. Well, Michael Kim. PGA coach. Yeah, 59 at 3M. At 14 under at the top of the leaderboard.
You call when your home were you surprised? Working? Pacific Repair Services.
Same sort of thing where he just said, you know, I want to be in the history books, so I decided to go for it. He wasn't going to leave that putt short. It almost seemed like he hit it too hard, but it went right in the heart of the cup. And you'll love to see that. You'll love to see a guy, you know, same sort of thing. He birdied the last four holes on Friday at TPC Twin Cities to shoot 59, 15th guy to do it. You know, we're seeing it happen a little more regularly, but still, anytime someone does it, I don't know about you, but to me, 59 is 59. That's pretty rare air.
Amen. Stop by to warm up before your 59. Wait a second. 59? He shot a 59?
Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe.
Shaking my head. Wait a second. 59s don't happen that often. And you're in the middle of a golf course? Then there was Emilio Grillo, Ben Knowles, Chandler Phillips, all tied at 11 under. And number one in the world, Scotty Scheffler, tied for 13th going into the weekend at 3M Open.
Bring the family, invite some friends.
I don't mean to harp on Scotty Scheffler, but I just want to know what's missing. What do you see when you watch him play?
Where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711.
You look at the numbers, and he's not having as good a year as last year. He's just not getting the W's. A lot of you know, 5 second places already this season. He was very close at the majors. Could have won multiple of them. Asked him,
you know,
which
that
one,
is actually perfect. A perfect
he was most frustrated about, and he just
to
said
our
all
next
of them.
Segment,
couldn't
which
really
is with Claude Rousseau.
Pick one of them.
Claude Rousseau, welcome into the clubhouse.
The funny thing is, he's actually putting the best of his career this
absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely.
But I don't know how they're
people
figuring
say
that
I've
number
been robbed.
Because it just seems like in a couple of the majors, he's putted terribly. And he was dreadful. He couldn't make anything. He didn't make a putt.
Some
more than 7 feet for 15, a stretch of 59 holes
we
last
have so
week
many
at the Open Championship.
Why we don't
and
like
eventually that,
happened.
I mean, the fact that
Claude
he
Rousseau
was,
is our director
was right
of
there
player
at the end anyway, despite
Wailea,
the fact he couldn't make a putt for his life,
from
just shows you how great a golf he's playing
best
still.
And it, the state of
it's
Hawaii,
just, an, you know, if he doesn't win
Digest,
this week, he's probably going to win the next time
list.
He tees it up.
2026 and 2027,
by far and away world number one, and this is not a drought we have to worry about.
That's his ranking there.
Yeah,
Golf
it is
Magazine,
for him,
2026,
it's a drought
2027,
right now.
Teachers
this is the longest
to
time he's gone, and since he got that first win, the longest time
stars,
he had gone between first and second win,
list,
I think it was no more than 28 days. He had won
Hawaii,
pretty quickly every year after
so
getting that first one.
The
and this year, I think he's coming up to, I think it was, I wrote 173 days or so.
Instructor,
so it's been a while.
Coach,
he won in January at the American Express, and ever since it's just been a lot of close calls.
Sports
and,
Box
AI, you know, it feels feels like it's been a while since we've seen his son run out onto the green and hold the trophy or do something cute.
Yeah,
that was like a weekly event the last couple of years.
Have you did you get a chance to speak like with Scotty Scheffler or any of the players about when they're in the lull? We'll just call it a lull. And how they work their way out of it.
The panic versus reset button.
That's always tricky.
When you're missing shots in golf and you think you've been
Scotty's
robbed.
Scotty's going with the idea talk to us about panic versus okay. reset. Like he's like, it's just, I'm doing everything right.
The panic button is,
Jordan's feet right now. You know, he's still young. He's still pretty young.
Mickelson hasn't won any majors yet. A sudden strong feeling of fear or anxiety.
So he's still got a self-loathing good window of time.
In my case,
and I think he's. I think he went home.
What's wrong with you, Danielle? What's wrong with you?
The British Open last week, and after missing the cut.
So I start negative speak. The negative speak that's in my brain. You know, and that's the worst thing. I think
it just seems like. He's in a rut right now, and he's going to have to work pretty hard to get out of it. Because there's so much money on the line.
So much just hangs over them of having to accomplish X, Y, and Z.
And then we hear
FedEx is not going to continue. Have you delved into that? Who's going to come up and take over for FedEx with the, I don't know, how many millions of dollars that they put in to make sure the purse is nice?
Right. It's just interesting how we make it hard on ourselves.
It's a little early to really know what's going to happen there.
How do you get that off your shoulders?
The tour is going to look very different in 2028. I think it's safe to say.
So that's why I call that now when you get back, you need to hit the reset button. Some of those decisions are still evolving. There's a lot of tournaments trying to decide whether they want to be part of the challenger for the second tour.
Yeah.
Often golfer that and thing that you think there's some difficult conversations being held right now
with tournament sponsors. Not everybody's going to love most of the final results,
not
I don't think.
Good shot or the
and,
bad shot,
you know, we've already seen
our trigger
over by you, who I say we'd rather be the champion's tour. I think that's a great move.
How you will get that out of your mind is that
probably going to pay a little less money.
You have
get some really notable players coming back.
Shot,
guys who have won
I know
in,
it's because
the Sony
it's
in the
a,
past. I think that's going to be a great event and a great start to the season
for
the Champions Tour to have those
example,
two events in Hawaii
one be
and Ernie Els,
so
Zach Johnson, and all these guys
example,
that have had
a, doing
you know, success over the years returning to the Big Island and stuff. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
What I call the reset button. So now you reset the athlete where
it's
supposed
to be. But then
mentally, if we set the button, it could
it's
be
going to take a little bit of time.
Okay, you get to the next spot, let's say, and then what you will do is
resolved.
You will just visualize.
We're kind of a wait and see mode.
Best
you should know a little bit more around the tour championship the next
hand.
Time.
So
Brian
that's how you hit the reset button.
Oh, I like that.
Tour, but,
I like that
you know,
a lot.
So I think this next month is pretty
when you
pivotal.
Say the trailing,
you know,
the
challenger.
Arm, so that would be a right-handed would be the right
aspect.
Right arm,
it
left-handed
reminds me of like it's like the PGA Tour now has a live component.
That's correct, Danielle.
Okay. And then, as a mental example,
I don't know. Explain
you
that.
Suggest
to me.
Visualizing
you
the
okay,
best
well,
shot you
there's,
ever
there's
going to
be two levels
with
right?
the club
the,
that you have in your hand.
The main event tournaments that are going to be played.
There are times,
and then
when
there's
I was
the
just
challenger series
that
I don't understand
I
the difference
a
between
solid
the two.
Shot and square on
in
the
my
club
mind,
face,
it almost makes
and
me
and
feel like
it
it's a second tier
down,
and it went far.
And I was so happy.
Right,
that
but it also makes me think of LIV Golf.
But that's the sort of thing you have to keep
those second tier pictures in your mind.
Is that what you're saying? And when you get to the course, such a great industry. That's where you visualize that best shot
world. Can be going through such change, and it doesn't look like it's really good change. It's confusing to the fans.
So their first, I think it does simplify things because there's only kind of been two tours, but it's never been really.
And then now on the next shot, they are too technical
about in a clear enough way. And now you know what you are. You're either on the A tour, the B tour, and if you're on the B tour, you want to work your way to the A tour, and if you're on the A tour, you want to stay there, and you know you're hoping you're hoping to cash in and stay in that top 90. But you can set every player is going to be able to set their schedule and know where their tournaments are in.
So
I think there's a lot of folks do a good job of making it easier for the fan to understand who's going to be playing and what they're playing for.
Okay. On this one?
Good. Thank you.
Yes, Daniel. So it's a meritocracy where the distance that the ball would travel. Okay.
Didn't play well in live.
The second difference would be what we call the trajectory.
The only guy who really lost his spot, I feel like, on live was Henrik Stenson.
Okay.
Got bumped
and
out.
Then
the
third thing will be
there
the
is very little.
These
it
two
was,
shots is different.
They kind of handpicked
so
who they wanted
the
and who they didn't.
So first is the distance from the hole.
The PGA Tour,
second,
if Jordan's
how
feet,
the ball
struggling,
tried,
he's going to be. He might end up on the B
third,
Tour, and that'll be a great draw
a
for those
different.
Challenger
you,
events if he's,
now,
if he's
what
there. But
is similar,
you know, they're not going to be.
That you
at
can
least,
do these
you know, what we're hearing is there's not going to be
either your 58 or 60
into the A League. So, you know, if you don't
shots.
Make it,
so
you're not going to get a free handout because you're Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler or some really popular player,
with the
which has been kind of a complaint of some of the players in the recent years as those guys keep getting into all the signature events.
Okay. No more than
right.
15 yards
making
from
sure
the
that
beginning
if
of
that's
the
that's your where so, you should be, that's where you're going to stay.
Daniel,
you're not going to be able to talk your way back.
So that means you want
to the A series. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Now, Keegan Bradley and Brian Harman.
Now,
22 guys fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive, right? Because there's only 3 weeks left, right, in the season.
You will use the pivot of your body.
Two more weeks after the 3M. And those guys are entered this week on the outside looking in, along with some other players like Andrew Novak, who had won last year and had a great year. He's not playing quite as well this year. So, these guys are all fighting for position. They want to get into the top 70. That way they're guaranteed a spot for next year. Then they got to get to the top 50. That's the real big one to get into all the signature events. So there's still a lot to be playing for. The majors are over, but the playoffs are coming,
and
President's Cup's right behind that, and then these guys who don't get into the playoffs, they'll have the seven events of the fall try to save their card. Otherwise,
chipping is easier than
they're going
pitching?
To Q school,
for me,
or,
it is.
You know,
yes,
getting
yes,
demoted
the
to
main
the Corn Ferry Tour and have to try to work their way back
involved.
Up and play
so
for a lot less
one
money.
Reason.
Yeah, and speaking of money, I mean, all of this travel they have to pay for themselves, where they stay, where, you know, they eat.
The
it's expensive.
Dispersion
do they have
the
independent
go,
sponsors?
Then
people who,
the
you know, if you're
is,
from Hawaii and you're
people,
off and doing this, and maybe someone in the islands of business has sponsored you, does that happen?
A long distance.
Mm.
Yeah, I oh,
yes.
for sure. You know, all
absolutely.
Those,
it all makes
those,
perfect sense now.
Logos
I,
on their shirt,
I've been reading
on their hat,
ahead.
Or,
no.
or those are things that are helping
the question,
to pay for,
and, but I didn't realize
those type of expenses that are paying
my
for their
book on Amazon.
Their swing instructor
you have a book
and
club
their,
or so?
Their,
yes,
their,
I have a book
their
called Realize
Your Golfing
Potential. You know,
the guy that stretched their chiropractor.
Yeah,
online.
It's become, you know, these guys have full teams that they're having to pay for themselves.
So you will
you know,
see
you know,
the
old, you
got
to make money, you
got to
spend money, and these guys do have a lot of expenses involved in putting a team of people that help them
try to be in the best position to win tournaments
if you go on Amazon, Bill Brusso in the search engine there,
hope
my book
for all of them to be successful.
Wow, that's wonderful. And what do you got five-star reviews. Wow.
This shining star that you just want to be a part of.
Very cool to see it
working really hard on your game, on your life to get into that place.
Is it covered in the book?
Kudos to all of them.
It's exclusively about the short game, Daniel.
It's really,
so the book is
it's really
only
something.
About what we'll get shots from.
It could be a lonely,
roughly
experience out there.
So
there is no real
putting,
team. And, you know,
tipping,
the Live has
pitching,
some team events, but
bunker play.
You know,
and
PGA
when
Tour,
I call wedge play,
you're a one man band,
like a full wedge
and you've got these. You're counting on your computer, your caddy, and your
the book
swing instructor, and people
that
believe in you and help
manage
you.
Manage yourself and play on
but
the
really,
golf
when you get out there, it's all up to you to hit those shots. You eat what you kill.
KORL,
Honolulu. And if you get on a
manage yourself, does that mean stop crying?
Neil Shipley. I was looking at his stats. He missed 9 of his
first
10 cuts this
year. Some people really get upset with themselves.
I made the cut this week, and he hasn't finished better than T30. And he's looking at he's in a position where he's probably going to have to go back to the Corn Ferry Tour for another year's seasoning
yourself up.
If he can't get his act together in the next little stretch.
They're playing,
wow,
and they're not playing well.
And that is the way it is.
You know, they're just so angry. It's really good talking with you.
Yes,
thank you for taking the time out. Is there something that you wanted to get across that I didn't give you a chance to?
Life and worse than golf.
Oh, that sounds all good.
I think
with
golf
me on
needs
golf
to
week,
stop that.
I look forward to being on the show again soon.
Oh, excellent. Adam Shupak, he's
a
senior writer for Golf Week magazine.
On
and, oh, this
scale.
Is what I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Dean Beeman,
so
Golf's Driving Force. Are you working
on
another
very
book?
High, and your level of skill are very
I'm just
low.
Trying to,
there's a big
I'm just trying to keep my family going and you know,
so
enjoy raising time with my daughter. I was working on a story today, and this going to gymnastics, and this going to,
but you have to
library
that,
with my wife and daughter. So, yeah, I love writing, but you know, it is time consuming, and it's kind of a selfish pursuit. So, the book that I've been working on is kind of on the back burner at the moment.
Okay, all right, just checking in because you're a good dad, good husband, and thank you so much for being on the show. You are. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week. Thanks for being in the club.
Sad. In your mind.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great one.
You too. Aloha. And
you
we're coming
at.
Back with Steve
so
Greiner after this.
Mind,
my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Okay, countdown. All right, I got 17 to go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put that more as a
stay
humor
tuned.
In your
we'll
play, you won't
Tucker
get so frustrated. And then if you feel you're missing too many, you need to have a coach and you need to improve your ground skills.
Journey,
yeah,
like
and that's
fun.
And that
even
is the bottom line. And I like this
but in the game
this
golf,
note that you sent to me
around.
On auto calibration for putting before the round. And you wrote,
PGA
the fastest way to improve your score is to avoid three or more putts per green. Absolutely. So how do I, you know, how do I do that? How do I avoid three or more? More putts per Aloha green. Power.
Yes,
the rain.
So
yeah, we're going to have 20% chance
then
of rain
I
on a hole, at least.
Daniel,
and, of course, it's coming. To help you through the chaos, Aloha
I mean
Power's
the
Rain
is
Coming
putter,
sale
you know,
features
green,
Honda generators, pumps and chainsaws,
everybody
and weed whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more. And now up to 25% off. And we've got service and parts and accessories for every rider. From home to commercial size,
like Rory, let's say.
Mow it,
but
blow it, bag it,
can be
and
an
it's done really
putter.
Quick.
Now,
get what
you
need you at Aloha Power Equipment,
EVLA,
next to the Costco gas station,
really
and in Waipahu.
The
I just
ball
wanted to bring
that.
Up that, you
so
know, the weather forecast with breezy
today,
conditions,
left,
mostly sunny,
you will put a ball
East Honolulu,
10,
also
from the
Metro, as they say, National Weather Service, Honolulu Metro,
swing.
And the other plane. The winds are out of the northeast, about 20 miles per hour. So if you're going to go out and play a round of golf, expect those strong winds out of the northeast. Chilly too, and a chance of rain about 20% across the board. High between 82 and 88. That's it. So looking for a tee time. Let's start off on the Big Island. Volcano has an 832, a 924, and a 1048. And I don't know whether we've got fountaining at Volcano, but across when you're on the golf course, it's amazing view. Makalei, 842, 918, and 1050. Let's go to Kauai, 836 at Poipu, 952, and 1108 as well. And the Warriors are on the golf course. Kauai Lagoons has a 9 o'clock and a 1036. On Oahu, Pearl at Kalaua'au, there's an 838, a 912, yeah, an 1122. The Divers on the course. I don't know why.
I don't know how many
water features there are at Kalaua'au. Okay, Turtle Bay. Let's get up there. 948, 1050, 1142. Royal Hawaiian Golf Course.
Excellent.
There's an 850, a 906, and an 1136.
All of the insights
you've given me. We've got Bayview, 908, 1040.
Sometimes you get so focused on the ball right there. There, that's 10, right 10, there, but
and
you
11,
should be looking 56. At the words
now going
go
to Wailea
to the,
on Maui.
To that hole,
Gold
that's
course,
right waiting 830, for the ball.
930,
look at the
1040.
Hole. Don't look at the ball.
Emerald,
and then 850, you'll automatically, 918, your brain will automatically tell you
blue,
what to do while 918, you're doing it. It's
1010,
give your brain a chance.
And we've got
Claude
Maui
Rousseau.
Nui.
I look
there's
forward
also
to the next time you're inside the clubhouse.
Last check.
With us. Thank you.
936, 1042.
So much.
And
aloha.
That's what we've got for
coming
you.
Back
and
right
after
this,
we're coming back
Pike.
With Steve
Spike
Greiner, PGA, founder
travel.
Of Lakes
that is
to
luxury
Freedom.
Travel, golf travel, culinary cuisine, sports
working?
Business,
Pacific
indeed,
Repair
all
Services.
Of that. Up
Pacific
next,
Repair
my
Services
name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services because your home appliances have to work.
Have a great time with friends.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe.
Ah, the wind is with
and
us.
Check out
the rain
Asal
is
golf
with
shop
us.
For the most
yes,
up-to-date
it's raining
golf
again.
And club
for some folks, it's
the
a 50%
driving
chance
range,
of rain.
By the
some a 20% chance of rain.
Good golf.
We're
good
stuck
food,
some,
and
some
good
gusty
fun.
Conditions. So if you're gonna play
if
golf,
you want more
don't get frustrated. The wind
more
will want to carry
golf
us
swing.
And kind of keep
schedule
it lower
a session with Coach Claude
Brousseau, PGA Master
and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy.
To help you through all of this.
Number one.
Aloha Powers, the
by
rain
Golf
is coming.
Since
sale
2019,
features Honda
and
generators,
PGA
pumps,
Teacher
and
of the
chainsaws,
Claude
and
will
weed
simplify your game
and trimmers,
make you better.
And a whole
scratch
lot more.
Golfer
and
just beginning,
they're
call
now up
Claude
to 25% off. We have service
or by
parts,
email.
Accessories
for, best
for
golf
every
at
rider,
gmail.com.
From home
that's
to commercial size.
856-9458. Mow it, and have
bag
more
it,
fun playing golf.
Quick.
Get
well, he's founder of
Links
to Freedom,
EVLA,
used
to
the Costco
gas station,
Army Wounded Warrior Golf
in
Waipahu. Program. His name is Steve Greiner,
what does
PGA,
your sell?
2016 National Patriot Award recipient, creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program, used by
Daniel
all
Tucker's
Wounded Warrior programs. Welcome
we
into the clubhouse, Steve.
Of
hello, Danielle. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Rates, it's a beautiful day do. In
just
Hawaii.
Email.
How is it where you are?
RadioGolfClub.com. It's okay. It's cooled down. It's been, you know, the summer in
reach
central
like
Virginia
you.
Gets
too
very humid.
Business.
And we've gone through a stretch of really hot weather
And then with the humidity, it feels like it's over 100. And the golf courses, get under stress. But the last couple days, it's cooled down. So hopefully the worst is behind us.
Oh, I hope so. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. When you talk about anything over 100 and then you add the humidity, it must be draining. I'd have a hard time getting on the golf course. How do folks deal with that? Do you still have golfers? Of course you still have golfers playing in 100-degree temperatures, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, with our program, a lot of them have significant medical conditions. So really, one of the big messages is safety, and we talk a lot about hydration and utilizing all the great equipment that's out here, you know, that we have now in golf sunscreen and, you know, various clothing now that protects you from the sun. And we even at times will say, if you feel any discomfort, golf's all about fun. A lot of our people, our goal is to help them get back to a normal life where we're not preparing them for the U.S. Amateur or the U.S. Open. And so it's recreational. We're using it as a tool to help them.
Yeah.
So if they feel discomfort, we also encourage them.
And travel.com is where you'll find him.
I'm going to take a break.
In 1998. There are over 3.7 million disabled veterans for the PGA of America. States. Many of
as
them
a freelance travel and golf writer,
Spike's
and
travels have taken him around the world.
Civilian life.
He's played
and
golf
their
from
Pebble Beach to St.
The
Links
to Freedom Golf Foundation was formed to implement
he's climbed
wounded warrior
an active
and
volcano
disabled
in
veteran
the Canary Islands.
Rehabilitative
he's been on
golf
safari in South Africa.
Military and
he's
civilian
dived with
golf facilities
off
nationwide.
Baja,
to help
California,
aid in that struggle.
Exploring.
And
you know, I mean, the world
links to
is
freedom
oyster,
mission,
it would seem to me.
To restore
welcome
a sense of normalcy Steve. To our wounded warriors, disabled veterans, their
I'm
families,
good.
And caregivers.
It's a beautiful day. It's a little windy
and adaptive.
A little
golf
rain
programs.
Comes through at times, but for the most
tell
part,
us
it's
how
beautiful.
You got
we
into
don't have the hurricane
this, Steve.
At our yeah. door.
Well,
so
you know,
good.
I was, when
I was looking through
hit,
all the different travel magazines that you've
PGA
done, Golf
Director
World, Golf Shop, Operations,
at
Golf Week,
which,
New York Times,
Golf, Club,
golf Digest,
golf
and you get to go around the world,
the
and
Pentagon
we're going to start off at Tobacco Road
so,
Golf Club
time
in
flies,
Stanford, North Carolina. Can you tell us a little bit about Tobacco Road Golf Club? And, you know, what are they doing there?
Me, and when I say me and my team at Fort Belvoir have been doing this for well over 20 years.
Sanford, North Carolina,
and when a lot of our my
Grant
customers started getting deployed
and
to Iraq and Afghanistan,
one of the legendary
and they were coming back wounded, Fort Belvoir was part of Walter Reed. I really felt the need that our golf program needed to step up and provide
Beach,
a respite. At first, I really wasn't trained. I don't know if anybody at the time really was to deal with the injuries
Bay,
that we dealt
really
with, and we kind of learned as we went along.
Road,
but originally,
just,
after 9/11, we wanted it to be you know, a support group and a respite from being deployed to the Middle East.
The moguls that you have to
there are
through,
two quotes
shots,
that I found.
Changes.
Number
really
one,
sort of,
I believe the golf program got me out of the barracks, around people, and socializing a bit. And the other one, for the first time since being injured, my son is not afraid of me or me of him. Now that gives me what we call chicken skin in Hawaii or goosebumps. Just, you know, it's that such it's a powerful to reconnect the person with the child and the child with the adult, their father or mother. It's not just men, it's also women. I'm assuming that you have both men and women in your Wounded Warrior program.
Get a shot at
yes, we include
that's
awesome. The families. And
it's built on the Tobacco Road Golf Club, built on
the
remnants of a sand quarry, which is like, from what I understand, a golf course architect's dream to be able to work on sand.
And,
Well, we include the families because they were all at the time.
In North Carolina,
the military person generally was severely wounded. And the family is affected by that on many levels. And so we have always welcomed the immediate family members into the program.
That's beautiful. Now, when it comes to your growth and restructuring,
absolutely awesome.
Links to Freedom.
Now,
what kind of
let's go to Jupiter Country Club in Jupiter, Florida,
if any.
What was this? Investing in a multi-year reimagination of the golf course?
In that we have experienced growth. We are in other military installations. And as a result, I started to think that I was getting away from what my best skill set is, and that was curriculum, teaching, adaptive technique, making sure the other professionals have access to the information they need to coach. And then I started finding myself raising money and holding events and, doing administrative things. And so over the last two or three years, I sought to recruit people, and we switched things around, and I think we'll be able to serve the military and the wounded, ill, and injured much better. I brought on another PGA professional for player development and overseeing the different sites that we have. And we have a new executive director in my old position, Kelly Vandenberg, and she has great skills with administration.
Awesome. Fantastic. I like how you describe things. Also, now this seems, the renovation of Pinehurst number 9.
Maybe it would be better to get a professional in those positions. When I get back to making sure we stay on the cutting edge of good technique and good curriculum.
How do we, let's say somebody wants to be involved, how do we get in touch or make a donation? How do we reach out to you?
Around the village of Pinehurst.
Well, we have a great website, Kelly, links2freedom.org. So that's links like golf, links, L-I-N-K-S. P.O. Freedom, all one word, .org, and you can hear all about, if someone goes on the site, they can make a donation, they can also find out about our annual Veterans Day event, which is pretty special, and this year we'll continue that tradition. We also have a commemorative ping bag on their website, Ping Golf. You go to golf bags, and Ping has been incredible with adaptive and military support, and they have a bag commemorating our program. And so, but if you go on linkstofreedom.org, you can get all the information for donation. And everything that's going on. Renovation.
Fantastic. Links2freedom.org. Do we have a program yet in Hawaii? A Links to Freedom?
I've always wanted one, and for various reasons. We were the U.S. Army Wounded Warrior Program. In many respects, we still are, but we really couldn't get it funded through the Department of Defense. And there were legitimate reasons for that.
Sure.
And that's why we formed Links to Freedom.
I believe the renovations are going to be finished in
Hawaii
at the end of August.
You know how important it is to the care of military families. And so if anyone is interested in knowing more about
that would be fantastic.
Listeners on any level of support, they can contact me or they can get mine and Kelly's info on the website.
Excellent. Again, that's links2freedom.org.
A really nice resort.
There have been some dramatic changes in situations. But it surprised me because while on the one hand you say there's much less physical injury, but there's more depression, PTSD, and even suicide.
If you stay at Tallamore,
correct. I think, you know, a lot of us who follow news in general hear about that 22 people a day commit suicide and so forth. I think as we've gotten away from there being direct wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, now it's more the aftermath. For many years, the people that were coming to the program were missing limbs. Or they got blown up, causing a traumatic brain injury. And of course, a lot of that combat has died down. But now you have the aftermath. And, you know, TBI with post-traumatic stress is a recipe for a lot of issues, you know, nightmares and alcoholism, domestic drugs.
Stream songs, and the three courses,
so I think hopefully what's going on today doesn't escalate to where we have troops coming back wounded like we did, but we are dealing with a lot of depression and post-traumatic stress.
This course
and
is
not
going
that
to
we
be,
still don't it, get physical injuries, we do, but the aftermath has posed.
So you get these
and I guess, you know, I've learned you can send people off to really war, but you better be ready. There are young people that are going to need care for you know, their whole lives. And that's what's happening.
Built a combination
and that's kind of, I think,
his
the focus of
course
is Freedom
like,
currently.
Good, good, wonderful. I just noticed a note fundraising. It's an annual event at Winchester Country Club in Virginia. What's that all about?
Yes, about an hour and a half west of the city. It started out about, I should know this, but I want to say 10 years ago. People, a club, a private club with a lot of great people, that many of whom happen to be veterans. And they knew about Links to Freedom.
You know what's fascinating to me about this, besides the fact that it's a new golf course, over millions of years, layers of sand and sediment preserved fossils of ancient marine life, mammals, reptiles. And that's why it's called Bone Valley.
Warriors telling their story, literally bringing people to tears. And veterans from Vietnam and or veterans maybe when we weren't in wartime, hosting, you know, the people that gave so much. And it's become an incredible event, November 6th and 7th, in Virginia at Winchester Country Club. Anyone who wants to get involved, we would love to hear from them. They can contact through the website, my contact info is there with Kelly.
Wow. You know, it's like being going on safari. Again, that's Links, L-I-N-K-S, to Freedom, altogether, .org. And that's how you can find Steve Greiner, PGA, founder of Links to Freedom, and creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program used by all the Wounded Warrior programs. Thank you very much, Steve, for going in depth with us
at some point.
And thank you for continuing to work so hard to keep everything together for our wounded warriors to take care of them. Really appreciate you.
Cuisine, the cruise, the sports business. It's Spike's Golf and Travel. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you next time.
And for the military community,
aloha.
As a military
just
mom,
a little
to
wrap up things here.
My son put 27
Roy
years
McElroy,
into the U.S.
Champion,
Army, and
winner
he
of
is,
major championships,
I think he's
including, of course,
getting
a career
out.
Grand Slam. And he's not
he's leaving after 27
to, you know,
years. He wants to go up to the big
he
sky country. I think
his
it
mind.
Is.
Unfortunately, Rory McIlroy is among five PGA nice countryside Tour pros.
Thank you.
The fans
again,
don't like.
For being, I digress.
I have no idea.
we have you say
Rory is at the top of the list.
That would be terrific.
Wyndham
All right,
Clark.
I look forward to it. Aloha.
You know, he went on a rampage.
All right, oh, I just
want
to thank you for being
US
a part
Open.
Of the show today and being on the air with me, so to speak.
We're all polled.
Yeah, LPGA. I couldn't believe
Patrick
what Kelly's I was seeing,
three,
what I was playing. So said Jenny Shin, recalling
USA
her first Lynx golf experience.
The golfers
we totally get the charm
to
of Lynx golf,
country.
But what we don't get
well
is
with the fans,
you know, how do you shoot 66 and 67 and take
four,
a 5-shot lead after 36 hole at Donald Lynx?
Maybe you remember that.
How you make 50 putts in 2 rounds when certified Lynx pro Charlie Hull
$1.296 million and
paid
his
local caddy
$5,000.
I'm running out of time, so I have to thank the people who make this show possible.
His only controversial comment.
Welcome
to
the Newtown driving range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food. Good fun.
I'm going to wrap it
it's
up.
It's Aloha
now.
Powers.
We welcome the Newtown
so
driving
hot
range.
And humid
warm
riding
up before
sale.
Your round or
make
wind
your
down
work faster
work.
And easier.
It's really a cool
you
place
want them?
To go.
We've got them.
The Newtown
get yours
range,
today at Aloha
Casey
Power Equipment. It's open
good golf,
Monday through Saturday.
Good food and
in
good
Eby
fun.
Lay, it's near the
Aloha
Costco
Powers,
gas
the
station,
so
kind of right
and
next
humid,
door. And
riding
in Waipahu.
Sale.
Make and your the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever.
At Aloha Power Equipment,
for self,
open
health,
Monday
friendship,
Saturday,
and family.
In EVA,
go, golf.
Next to the Costco gas
Claude
station.
Claude Rousseau, master PGA teaching
Waipahu.
Professional at the Wailea
the
Golf
Section
Academy.
PGA.
Wailea Maui. If you're
it's
on Maui, go check
forever.
It out. Claude
for
Rousseau,
self,
master
health,
PGA teaching
and
professional.
Family.
And the
go
Honolulu
golf.
Sign Company.
Claude Rousseau,
branding banks and shopping centers and businesses
Golf
and
Academy,
hotels
Wailea
since 1939.
The Honolulu
you know,
sign
they
company,
can't find
branding
you.
Banks
if you don't
and
have
shopping
a sign,
centers,
it could be
businesses
able to go around
and
around
hotels
around, around the block
since
and,
1939.
You know what I'm talking
you
about.
If you don't
thank
have
you
a
for
sign.
Your mana, and may you
I'll
hit the sweet spot every time.
Here somewhere.
My name is Danielle Tucker.
Okay,
this
so
is
how about
the
weather
club.
Today? Mostly sunny in the downtown Honolulu metro area. Mostly sunny but breezy, easterlies 15 to 25. High about
80
degrees.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I Honolulu.
Mostly sunny, breezy, high 91. Easterlies 10 to 25 miles per hour. Those winds are going to get a little bit stronger, I'm told. And the chance of rain on the North Shore is about 40%. Mostly sunny in the morning, becoming partly sunny and very breezy later on. So thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.